Welcome back. So this week we're doing the fun subject of Satanism.
And like proper Satanists, we're inebriated.
We are.
So yay. Strap in.
Yay for alcohol.
Huzzah!
There's so many wonderful things.
Anyways, yes, Satanism. We did talk briefly about how we were going to make that today's episode.
Pragmatism, materialism, and skepticism. So those are kind of the pillars that they stand on.
Oh, should we start with the history or start with the tenets?
I would
say... The David tenets.
No, I think the... Probably the history first.
Okie dokie artichokie! So, non-theistic religion based on Satan, which not a lot of people would assume, naturally, because Christians are like, they believe in Satan. Not really. Wasn't formed as a church officially until 1960 with Anton LaVey. Prior to 20th century, it was claimed by Christians rather than its own religion. So Christians kind of believed in these tenets, these David tenets, briefly before it became its own religion. These David tenets.
Required tenets.
These David tenets. An animal living in the cosmos that is indifferent to him. What kind of fucking note is that, pass me? Good lord. What the fuck does that even mean? Oh, okay. I remember what it means now. They believe... It's an obscure note. Hell, even sober me couldn't read this.
Don't worry, guys. She's staying the night.
Yeah, I am. We're being responsible. Drink responsibly. And if you're under the age of 21, don't drink at all.
No.
That's basically the belief in Satanism, is that you're just an insignificant speck living in the cosmos. And the cosmos doesn't care about you, so you may as well do what you want. That's what the overview that I found on history.com said, anyway.
It almost sounds very gloomy.
Yeah, it almost does.
Like, I understand the positive point of view they're looking at it from, but it still feels very gloomy to me.
Super gloomy. Satan's first appearance wasn't in Christianity. He began as the Zoroastrian devil figure of Angramayu or Ahriman, who opposed the Zoroastrian creator god and tempted humans. So the same story as Christianity, but it came from an entirely different religion that was based in and around the Middle East.
Christianity's just been copping off of other people's papers for a long time.
Kind of like how English the language is six different languages in a trench coat.
Oh, yes. It's terrible.
Yeah. Christianity is many different religions in a trench coat, only this trench coat mugged the other religions and
held them at gunpoint.
At least from a historical perspective. He is later portrayed as a regular demon in Jewish Kabbalism. So, in Judaism, he is just a demon. He's not like a special take over hell kind of demon. He's just a named demon. He has also been referred to in The Witch School Volume 1 as a personification of the god Pan, just taken and molded by Christianity, which I could find no other references to. But
I'm trying to find it. Sorry.
You're fine.
Thought process here. I find it very, very difficult to believe that somebody in the Middle East found apostles named Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Paul.
It's because they fucking didn't.
You found Matthew in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Did you now? Mark? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just
saying.
I'm curious.
Something don't add up. Satanism references Christianity's version of Satan specifically. By the 17th century, during the Romantic period, they turned Satan from an enemy figure used to tempt human beings to an anti-hero.
That was sweet of them.
Yeah, they painted him to be somebody who gave humanity the spirit of rebellion. Like, sure, God supposedly gave us free will, but he gave us rebellion, according to them. He was painted as a monster in Dante's Inferno back in the 14th century, but he became an anti-hero in Paradise Lost by Milton, which was legitimated by William Godwin's 17th... Shut. Which was made legitimate by William Godwin's 1793 treatise, An Inquiry Concerning Political Justice. Stop bullying me. which... Satanism today, as we know it, often interjects into political justice and issues, which is pretty cool. Most enduring satanic symbol, I can't pronounce his name, E-L-I-P-H-A-S, Elias, Flyas,
Elphias,
Fly as fuck. Flyas Levi, described as the goat deity Baphomet. So that's where the symbol for Satanism came from, with the goat's head.
Okay.
William Blake's book, Hymn to Satan and the Marriage of Heaven and Hell, also mentioned Satan as kind of the anti-hero figure. He's also in a lot of socialist writings, namely Karl Marx.
Oh, damn.
occultist Aleister Crowley viewed him as... what the hell is this handwriting, past self? Viewed him symbolically... Symbolically! I cannot... My handwriting is so bad. I look like I've been studying for a PhD. His 1913 poem, Hymn to Lucifer, thanks him for providing our souls... and rebellion to the universe. So, supposedly our souls and rebellion came from Satan, as mentioned. Aleister Crowley is the one who thought that. Anton LaVey comes around. He was a former carnival worker and musician. He held nightly occult classes. His Satanic Bible, published in 1969, which I put a captioned note that said, nice. mix of black magic, occult concepts, secular philosophy, and rationalism, and anti-Christian kind of beliefs doctrine. Herbert Sloan claimed to have made Satanism in 1948. Before LaVey, the Our Lady of Endor Coven at the Ophite Cultus Sataneth, a Satanist with a, fuck, what's it called? A lisp. Sataneth offered coffee, donuts, and naked women. Shush. So he claimed to have been the starter of Satanism, and he offered coffee, donuts, and naked women. So,
well, you know.
Maybe he, in fact, maybe we should join this church.
Like her, conversation about having an OnlyFans
an OnlyFans where we read this podcast and just filmed topless.
It was a joke, guys.
It was a joke.
It's not happening. We're just joking.
Hey, but even if it was, it was a legitimate career path. Don't let people judge you for your choices. You are a consenting adult. It doesn't matter. But we're not doing it. It's a joke.
Your addendums are fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, they're important. Yeah. I want people to know they matter.
You're so good at them.
Thanks. One of the schisms of Satanism is the Order of the Nine Angles, and they're gross because they're anti-Semitic. So we don't care about them.
Yeah. Have they both been, like, warring factions?
Yeah. Like, they can go be gross and anti-Jewish somewhere else, and we'll kill them later. It's fine. the 1980s, of course, led into the Satanic Panic. With stuff about, like, I should have researched the Satanic Panic. Maybe we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a weird moment in history for everyone. LaVey passed away, and High Priest Peter Gilmore and High Priestess Peggy Nadrama, were named by LaVey's partner in building this church, Blanche Barton. Of all the schisms, the Satanic Temple is the most popular as of 2013, where they rallied against a Florida senator. It devotes itself to political activism, separation of church and state, women's rights, and religious equality. It's non-theistic. There's 20 temples across North America, all about individualism and ethical egoism. Romans attributed Satanism to quote-unquote witches. Haha, everything's a witch if it's not Christian, apparently. Early as the 17th century, as Pryor mentioned. And they refer to Satan as a figure who embodies human resistance to authority. And then there's a note for a movie that I'm supposed to watch. I'm so bad at notes. but that's the history, and it's kind of cool to actually get to talk about history for more than 5 minutes, because we can actually find a written history. Instead of like, Julius Caesar said years ago that human sacrifices were okay, according to druids. Like,
it's, yeah.
It's a lot, dude.
There's so much that's just gone.
Truly. Just gone. So much that's lost. So much so lost sad. Knowledge. It is very sad. It's but really Carissa... give us the religious knowledge so that we may all convert, because that was the goal here, obviously.
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 No, apparently we're just going to convert everybody right here, right now.
Yes. The episode where we all agree to be Satanists.
So, they are not like the Christian church in the fact that they don't feel the need to convert anybody. They don't have missionaries.
Yeah, they don't proselytize.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't do any of that. And a lot of people just feel like they were born to it.
Like predestination, but less like, fatalistic.
Like, it's just a mindset that you are born into, pretty much. You just, yes, and this is what it's called. There's a lot of people that really feel like that. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. All right.
It does get confused a lot with neo-paganism. So a lot of people think that, like, Satanists do spells and have a lot of deities. They don't actually have any deities. Their focus is on, like, science and... a lot of the more tangible materialistic stuff.
Yeah.
So they don't do a god. They're not theist at all.
Yeah, they don't even believe in Satan that they're named after.
Yeah. They are very much carnal. They believe that each individual person is the center of their own universe. Mm. I was like, well, that's
fair. Comforting?
I suppose question I can mark? See that.
Yeah.
But they basically consider themselves to be similar to like humanists or atheists. And the fact that they don't have a deity, they just have a non-theistic philosophy that they're all of like mind on.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of nice.
Yeah.
They have a fancy word that I figured would be a good idea to define. They promote Epicureanism. So basically it's a self-disciplined approach to indulging with moderation.
Hmm.
So they promote that a lot. So you can indulge yourself, but make sure that you moderate.
Or being smart about it. Yeah. Like, you can get drunk off your ass, but don't you dare get in a car.
Right. Like, that kind of thought process, which is really nice.
Yeah.
They endorse all forms of sexuality. So, gay, straight, lesbian, bi, you know, transgender, they do all of it. That's your thing.
Yeah. The only rule was it can't be a child or an animal, and that's when you're in trouble. It has to be between consenting adults, and honestly, that's the way it should just be, period, ever.
Yep.
But, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, then I'm preaching to the choir.
But they feel that kinks and fetishes are a ways of sexual expression, so they're encouraged within this particular religion, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And basically, since you are the center of your universe, you have control over everything that happens with your body. That's the end of the discussion. It's your body. That's the end of it. Done. So when they do rituals, it's not like people that actually practice witchcraft. They don't do spells or anything like that. It's their form of self-therapy, which I thought was really interesting because they have three different types. I don't remember what the other two were because the one stood out a lot. And it was lust. So they had like a lust ritual.
Hmm.
And basically it's a form of self-expression. I was like, oh, okay.
Is it a lust ritual or is it an orgy?
I think it could be an orgy. I think it could also just be masturbating by yourself.
Oh. Valid.
Just something to express yourself.
Mom, stop listening to this episode. Thank you.
So, they do have seven tenets. And this is kind of where every time we tell my husband, I was like, I'm pretty sure.
Seven David Tenets.
I'm pretty sure. So, the first tenet. Act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures within reason. Basically, don't let somebody harm you. Don't.
Do no harm, but take no shit.
Yeah, just be best you can.
Yeah.
Like, they even say compassion. Like, care for people. But also don't let yourself get screwed over.
Yeah.
And then, number two. The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. So, they want actual justice. And it should be constant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part where they're politically active. Like,
which is cool.
They want you to do the right thing.
Yeah, do the right thing, even if it's against the law. Even if it's blah, blah. I remember reading something forever ago when I was in the certain church that said follow the like the laws of the land, and it was kind of used to justify slavery and whatever else. I was just like, the laws of the lands, if they're not right, what use are they to follow?
It was justifying slavery, and it was also justifying sending members to war. Because if you're not supposed to kill, you're supposed to follow the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Then
that makes sense.
Why would they send them to war?
Well, you mean the Ten Statements?
Right.
The Ten Firm Statements.
You should not.
You should not.
No, no, no.
That reminds me of this TikTok I saw where this guy was holding like 3 blocks of ice. He's like, here I have the 15 commandments. And he drops one and he's like, here I have the 10 commandments.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so number 3. One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone.
See, Satanists are pretty cool, aren't they?
So basically, never rape somebody. That's somebody else's body.
Yeah.
No, no.
No, no.
Bad, bad.
No, no touch.
That also means don't tell people what they can and cannot do with their body when it comes to things like abortion.
Or tattoos or
piercings.
Piercings or
hair.
Yeah, health care of any kind, like abortions. Like, don't tell people what to do with their shit. It's their shit. Keep your thoughts to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you're allowed to not like it. You're not allowed to say anything. Leave it alone.
Well, you can say something, but they are well within your rights to bust your shit down if you say something.
Right.
Next one.
Number 4. Freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego your own. So, trying to basically take away somebody else's freedom is going to take away your own, too.
Yeah.
And it's
talk shit, get hit.
Yep. She's so succinct, guys. Yes.
I try to be. What can you do?
It's so beautiful. So, basically, yeah, you have the right to be a jackass. But that's their opinion.
Yeah. Somebody has the right to be a jackass back.
You don't have to like it.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gotta like nothing. Just gotta deal with it.
Yep.
All right. Belief should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs. That shit. It's hard. Ooh.
I mean, every motherfucker needs to hear that right about now. Like, I'm sorry. That one study out of hundreds of thousands that says that something causes something when the other hundreds of thousands say the opposite. Like, don't pick the one that you think fits best, dude. Obviously, the one with the more is the more correct.
The like, one with the more is the more correct.
Yes, correct.
This is us, guys. This is us in a nutshell.
The one with the more is the more correct, TM, Mickey.
Trademarked.
Oh my god.
So basically, you should base your opinions and your thoughts around science fact, not something distorted, not what somebody else tells you they read from Fox News or NBC or
CNN or
any alphabet.
Any alphabet. The real alphabet mafia is the news.
Yes. Like, just do your research, find out your facts, and base your opinion, your beliefs to what opinion. Opinion.
Notice how I don't make fun of you.
You're welcome to.
No, I don't think I will.
She's gonna be the bigger person, guys.
The bigger bitch.
No, you should base your beliefs on fact. End of discussion. People are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it. And, oh, people are fallible, not infallible.
No, you said fallible.
Okay. I thought I said infallible.
No, you didn't.
I'm good. All right. So, people are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused. Cursed. So, basically, people make mistakes. Do what you can to fix it and move on. And that's basically just don't hold grudges.
Yeah.
Be a good person.
I read a new Bible that says, don't be a fucking dick. You're welcome. New religion.
Just gonna have that on every page. Different fonts.
Don't be a fucking dick in Comic Sans. with the Doge meme. Wow, such insightful. So religion.
Oh my god. No.
All right, back on track. Let's push this choo-choo train in the right direction. Chugga, chugga.
All right, so number 7 is every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, justice should always prevail over written or spoken word. So the spirit of it should always
follow the spirit of the law and not the letter.
That's an interesting choice. So those are the 7 tenets of Satanism, guys. And yes, we found almost all of this either on this Satanic Temple's website, which you can find your nearest Satanic Temple to go to if you would like to visit.
Where was ours again? Like,
it's like way out in the boonies, like an hour and 20 minutes away.
It's friggin' not forever away, but like surprisingly close considering.
It's like in the mountains.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not, like, in a basin or something.
Right.
Closer to Satan.
No, they've only got one here. But it was either from the Satanic Temple's website, which they also have merchandise.
Amazing.
That was awesome. And you can pay to have an official Satanic Temple membership card.
Yeah. You can pay to be a member of the Church of Satine.
Satine.
You can put it in a frame next to your certain church documents if it makes you feel any better. He just collects. Yeah, collect all the religions on the way down, like Elvis. No, like, I remember reading forever ago, he released a statement that said, I'm just covering all my bases, because he had, like, a bunch of religious symbols on.
Damn.
Oh, man, Elvis. You would have been so cool if you hadn't married a 14-year-old and died doing coke on the toilet.
We got an eye roll, guys.
Ooh, we have our first live audience member.
My husband.
Yeah, Alex gets to watch us be tomfools in real time. Which he already gets to do. Later. Yeah, he already gets to do, and now he gets to listen to it later.
He gets to experience it twice.
A podcast so nice, you listen twice.
All I can think of is just the movie that came from.
Where is it from?
It's the most recent one. It's from Madagascar 2.
Oh, shit.
Because it's the hippo trying, it's the male hippo trying to seduce.
Oh, yeah, motel.
I like them big.
I like them chunky.
A little plumpy.
I was like, whoa. I was like, why is this children's cartoon so weird?
This is very awkward.
Oh, man.
And of course, the background singer's chunky.
Chunky. Yep, that's Satanism, ladies, folks, and pretentious hoax.
So basically, it's all about mind your goddamn business. Don't
mind your goddamn business. Don't be a jerk.
Don't impede on others' ability to do their goddamn business.
Yeah, don't mind anybody else's business. Mind your business, don't mind anybody else's business.
Leave them alone.
So, how many of you were converted? Let us know.
You gotta sponsor us one day.
Sponsor us, Satanic Temple. We'll gladly do it. It'd be fucking awesome.
Yes.
Spokespersons for Satine. And I could finally be the Satan worshiper that everybody accuses me of being.
My family such the heart attack.
I think it would make some of my family come out of hiding. Like, you're a Satan worshiper now? You know you're going to hell. And it just reminds me of that TikTok sound that's like, what if God tells you to go to hell? You could just not go. What is he going to do? Send you to hell? You're already not going.
I saw that one.
So, I'm already not going.
I don't think there is one.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't go if there isn't one there.
It's true. We have had 250 listens, so thanks you guys.
Yay!
That's so cool.
We're so excited.
And we got a couple more Instagram followers, a couple more Facebook followers. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for listening to our humble little pod, our happy little magical pod.
We're so cute down here.
Yes, straight up.
Basement.
So next episode is about shamanism.
Shaman.
And it comes out during Rizzy Mae's birthday!
Yes.
Yes. I got this surprise. Thanks you for joining us on this episode. Make sure you follow us on TikTok, Instagram,
Facebook.
And Facebook, Happy Little Magics. And then Twitter is Happy Lil, L-I-L Magics. And then our email is happylittlemagics@gmail.com. And you should send us questions and stories, because that would be fun.
Yes.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. If you want. We just talked about how you should only do what you want.
Please.
As long as it's not hurting anybody.
Pretty please.
Yeah. Join Satanism with us.
We shall conquer.
We shall conquer.
Okay.
Satan says,
good night.
Good night.
And farewell.
And farewell. So long. Goodbye. All right.